Everyone, we are in starting Siman Tuf Ayin Aleph, page 157, Mizchus Refuah Shleima of Aaron Yudalev Ben Gittel Fega. That all right, Ayin Aleph, page 157 over here. This is the last Siman that is going to discuss the halachas of Erev Pesach before we get into the halachas of actual Lel HaSeder. Siman Tav Ayin Aleph is actually the beginning of Arei Pesach in the Mishnah that you all know, that it says, Samach Lemincha, you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Right, the whole discussion over there, is it Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedola? It seems like the conclusion of of the Gemara is Mincha Ketana, and that is how we paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch that we'll see in a second. The Ran quoted in Shaar Tzion Os Aleph says he's Machmer from Chatzos Ve'ilach, not to have a Suda Mechatzos Ve'ilach. However, we're not paskin like the Ran, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch that we're going to paskin like Rav Rishonim, that we hold Mincha Ketana. Why is it Aser to eat Samach Lemincha, and as the Gemara and the Rishonim explain over there, Rashi says, Kadeshi Yabul Achol B'Teyavon, in order that you come to eat B'Teyavon the night of Pesach, obviously referring to the mitzvahs of the night. The Rashbam, similarly, but on the other end, he says that you don't come to eat matzah B'Achilas Gassel, and you're not going to yotze at all. Okay, Rashi is more just showing that you should be doing the mitzvahs b'chavivus on an empty stomach. The Rashbam is afraid so much you're going to eat so much that you're going to eat achilas gasa matzah and you're not going to be yotzei yedei chavasa. So we say over here in Shulchan Aruch, also lechol pas misha'a siris and lomalu, you're not allowed to eat bread from the 10th hour on kidei sheyochol matzah l'teyavon, in order that you eat matzah l'teyavon. Avol ochal me'at peiros, oh, yirakos, you're allowed to have a little bit of fruit or vegetables. Avol lo yimali kreisaman, even those things you should not fill your stomach too much. And then the Ramah refers back to what we learned at the end of Siman Tav Ayin. V'imum istis, if he's an istis, shafila ochal me'at mazik v'achilaso akol aser. If he's an istis, even eating a little bit would make him not hungry for Lel Seder, then he should not eat at all on Erev Pesach. Let's just stop over here. We'll get back to the rest of the Mechaber in a couple of minutes. The Mishnah Berurah say over here in Sifkatan Beis. Okay, Mishah Asiris, Hainam et Chilas Shadalit Acher Chatzos, starting from the fourth hour after Chatzos Hayom. Vafilu im Hitcho Lechol Posek. Even if he starts before that time and it gets to the mincha, the car of the mincha ketana, you have to stop kibbutz yedchol beisr, since he is starting the isr. Okay, even if he starts eating after mincha, after the zman of isr, he would have to start. Stop. says the Mishnah Berurah, you've caught in gimel ma'at peros, so you're allowed to have ma'at peros. The Mishnah Berurah adds in also wood and basar v'dagin u'beitzim kaikavne. You can have meat, you can have fish, you can have eggs. Those are all different things you can have in Erev Pesach. It's known, as we're going to see in Siv Beis, you're not allowed to have matzah after a certain time. You're not allowed to have chametz because after already this amount of it. So it's very hard to find what to eat on Erev Pesach. So here's some suggestions. You're allowed to have meat, maker din, those that have meat on Erev Chag and Erev Shabbos. You know, you have fish, you can have beitzim. Okay, those are the things that you can eat. You have to find something so you don't come into the Seder starving. Those are a couple of things you're allowed. So you have a lot of you're allowed to have these things. Once again, you're not supposed to go overboard with these things. Have a chamesis minim shivushal may peros usher the site. But he says over here, not only bread, it falls under the category of what's usher, so too is mine mizonos. Good? Okay, fine. Adds, says the Mechaber in the Hemshech, the Yayin Ma'at, like you saw in the Gemara, also the Gemara tells us that Yayin is a sir. At some points, it seems like it is something that it does satiate. On the other hand, it seems like Yayin is migra gorer, it causes you to have a bigger appetite. So the Gemara says it depends. If you have a little bit, says the Mechaber, Yayin Ma'at lo yishta mishunim isad soyin, if you have a little bit of wine, that satiates you. And therefore, you shouldn't have a little bit of wine. If you want to have wine, you should have a lot of wine. Holly Rutzel, he shows Yain Harbe, shot. If you want to have a lot, you should show to me day, shoot the Harbe, Goru Tavis and Maichel. When you have a lot of wine, that causes you to have a greater appetite. Obviously, the Mechaber is not suggesting you get drunk on Erev Pesach. That would definitely not be a good idea, but that's what the Gemara says. A little bit is Masmisan Zoid, a lot it is Migrar Dorer, and that's the Chilik that is brought down over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Moreno Rabbeinu of Nemetzal brings down over here, what about grape juice? So in Dir Masl de Pachos Mikos, He says in the end over there, Mitzah Navina Nikar Bashuk Misad Soy Bein Muat Mimaruba. All this thing is only by wine. However, if you're having grape juice, then whether you're going to have a little bit or whether you're going to have a lot, it is automatically satiated, so don't have grape juice on Erev Pesach. That's in terms of the dinim of what yes to eat on Erev Pesach and what not eat to eat, which introduces us to Siv Beis, which is based on a very famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that anyone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach is ki'ilu ba'ala arusa v'beis chomiv. Okay, it's like you came on to the girl that you're engaged to or in her father's house before this man that is mutish, because mutish is about to become mutter to you, and you don't wait for the correct time. So similarly over here, matzah, the mitzvah of the night is about to happen, and you go ahead and you act and you go ahead and have matzah. So therefore, it is a negative thing. It is usher to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It catches in this problem. You can't have chametz after this man is through chametz, and now you can't have matzah based on this Yerushalmi like we bring down over here. It's actually, the Mechaber doesn't even mention it. He just starts with the fact that we already know it's usher. The Ramah is going to tell us already the din. So let's skip the Mechaber first. Let's look at the Ramah first. He says, matzah, she'otzim baba layla, asurim lachol kol yomar basar. Matzah that you can be yotzi at night, that's the matzah that is going to be usher to eat all yud dalet. So the ikar to dinam, make it a dinner we see over here, to eat matzah is going to be usher on yud dalet. What type of matzah? So you see, already see over here from the Ramah, and we'll see in the Hemshech again. It is only really matzah that you can be yotzi ba yedei chavaso of the El Seder, because the whole idea is you're taking the matzah that you can be yotzi with, and then you're not going, and then you're going to be eating it too early. So matzah you cannot be yotzi with, the chori you could eat, and therefore that's the mechaber over here. The kodem shah series before the 10th hour, because once the 10th hour hits, then you have the problem of becoming too satiated before the Seder. That's sif aleph. We're talking about over here before the 10th hour. There's still an issur of eating matzah, but nevertheless, says the Mechaber, V'kodem sha'asirus, motu lecho matzah shira. You could have matzah shira, you could have matzah, what we would call like egg matzah. Egg matzah that is mixed in with other types of things that you cannot be yotze yidei chavas of your mitzvah of the night. So therefore, you can have this on Erev Pesach. That's the shita of the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Siv Katan Yod at the end. He says, you could look at the Ramah later on. V'ayin sham b'sif dalet b'agah t'minitinas elu ein no'agin lalos b'mei peiros. In Simin Tav Samach Beis, it brings down the halacha that the minhag in Ashkenaz is that we do not eat matzah shira. We go on both sides. We're afraid to eat matzah shira on Pesach itself, because we're afraid maybe egg matzah is machmitz, and Elohim came, says the Ramah over there, unless someone is a chol or a zakein, someone has a hard time digesting regular matzah, then we're makel for them to have egg matzah. However, for other people, we do not eat egg matzah, regular, normal Ashkenaz, we're not sick, we're not too old to digest the matzah, we do not eat egg matzah at all on Pesach. And furthermore, he says over here, also, we do not eat it on Erev Pesach also. We're machmir on both sides of egg matzah. So the egg matzah production is really only for Scholem and Zakim by the Ashkenazim. By Svardim, they're more makel in terms of egg matzah. So that's the machlokas over the Bechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, according to Ashkenazim, once again, there is nothing you could have in terms of bread products after the Zman of Isra Chametz. You're not supposed to have matzah shira. You can't have matzah at all because it's matzah yotzei yedei chavaso. Therefore, you're not really left with much matzah that you can eat. Rav Zsolti Zatzal came up with a chap that he tried to help out the hotels. The hotels were in a big balagan because they come, all the guests would come, Erev Pesach, they were hungry, and they wanted to serve him something. They couldn't serve him egg matzah, they couldn't serve him regular matzah. So said Rav Zsolti, a beautiful chap, said Rav Zsolti, you could do the following. Since you only could be yotzei yedei choy, since you could only not eat matzah, that you could be yotzei yedei chovaso on Erev Pesach. So we all know that there's a din of they have to have a kavanah l'shem mitzvah matzah. When you produce the matzah, it has to be done l'shem mitzvah matzah. If it's not done l'shem mitzvah matzah, it's not matzah that you can be yotzei yedei chavaso on a Pesach. So said Rav Zsolti, you could tell Manischewitz or whoever the production factory of the matzahs, whatever the matzah is, the company making the matzah, you could tell them to run a run of matzah and have specific kavanah shelo l'shem mitzvah matzah. So therefore, look, it's not mitzvah matzah. You cannot be yotzei yedei chavaso with this type of matzah. And therefore, said Rav Zsolti, he had this eitzah for the hotels. As you can imagine.
In the army.
In the army. As you can imagine, this is not the most accepted opinion over here. Rishon Zalman disagreed with the Rishalti. At the end of the day, other many, many poskim did not like this idea. At the end of the day, it looks like matzah. It tastes like matzah. It's basically matzah. The fact is they had a different kavana. Therefore, the chatchila did not allow. Perhaps for the army or stuff like this. So that's in terms of that. Now, what about other things that surround this din of not eating matzah?
Spoke against this, because I remember that decision.
Okay, so then the Ramah continues now over here about this din that you don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Says the Ramah. Number one, the Gabi Ktanim v'Katan Sheni Yodim Amishes Misapim B'Layel B'Tziyas Yitzayim Motel Achil. Small children that anyway don't understand what's going on. Small children, you're allowed to give them matzah the whole day. You don't have to worry about this din that they're going to be eating matzah smitzah. You can give them matzah on Erev Pesach, no problem. Then the Ramah starts bringing down other types of minhagim based on this. If you're not supposed to have the mitzvahs of the night already beforehand, what about the other mitzvahs? What about maror, charoses, and things like this? So starts the Ramah. There you go. We'll get there in a second. It says v'yesh no'agim shelo le'achol chazeres be'erev Pesach kedei le'achol maror l'tiyavon. Some don't have chazeres, don't have the romaine lettuce on erev Pesach in order to eat the maror l'tiyavon. You're supposed to have the te'avon for the matzah, so you should have the te'avon for the mitzvah maror. Also, the first day of Pesach, the same thing applies by all these things. It says on the first day of Pesach for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, who are keeping 2 days, you want to have a tiyavon for the second night. So you should not have too much on the first night. And therefore, some people are makben not to have too much matzah on the first night in order that they still have a tiyavon for the second night to have a little bit more cardboard. They want to have a tiyavon for it. Shelo lechol peros, kedei lechol acharoses le'atom. And therefore, some would say not to have too many fruits because you have the fruits in the charoset in order that you have the charoses le'atom. However, on this minag, says the Ramav, ein lachosh l'minag hazeh, v'minag ahu, you don't have to worry about this minag. And the next minag, v'yesh machmir shelo l'fire leish bor matzos b'er Pesach, so the minag, not to make matzah meal, not to take matzahs and grind them into matzah meal on Erev Pesach. Shelo l'vo l'achol meal, because we're afraid so much to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. If you go ahead and make matzah meal with your blender and with your hands, we're afraid you're going to take a little bit and eat it also. That, says the Ramav, ein lachosh gam l'zeh, you don't have to worry about this minag either, in terms of this. So these two minags, the Ramah already told you, you don't have to worry about. The charoses, you don't have to worry about. And dealing with the matzahs on Erev Pesach, you don't have to worry about those minags. In terms of the one about maror, it seems like the Ramah is fine with that minag, not to eat a salad with romaine lettuce, I guess, on Erev Pesach. However, the Mishnah Berurah already says, in Sivkot and Tezvav, v'ein l'minag zeh tam. There's no reason for this minag, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that the minag is not like this by maror. So we're only really left with the minag that we started with, not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And then the Ramah brings us back to the din of matzah. He says, matzah shenefa ketikna. If you have matzah that was baked regular, you have your regular manashevitz or whatever matzah that you're not going to have for Lela Seder, ketikna. You have the regular matzah. After you make a little matzah brei with it, you smash it up and you mix it with other things and you make a little dish with it. This is not considered matzah. This you're not allowed to make matzah brei also on Erev Pesach, because at the end of the day it's real matzah and only afterwards you added things to it. Matzah shira is only matzah that's baked with eggs. It's baked with other things. It's nilush with these things. Only those things you're allowed to have. According to the sheet of the Mechaber, anyways, the Mishnah Berurah says not to have matzah shira. Even those who are knowing to have matzah shira, it's only by regular matzah shira. You can't create matzah shira retroactively by adding things to it afterwards. Which gets to the shaila about what about other things that we make with matzah meal and things like this on Erev Pesach. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in Sifkat and Chaf, Avolim Bishla. However, you take the matzah meal and you cook it. Okay, like you have keneidlach, o matzah mevushalos bekli rishon, or matzah that's cooked in the kli rishon, says the Mishnah Berurah, motor lo'achla kodem shasiris, you're allowed to have this before the 10th hour, dizebivadei lo mikri matzah, if once it's cooked, without getting to Hilchos Brachos things, that's afit from the category of bread, therefore it's not considered matzah at all, and therefore you're allowed to have keneidlach that were cooked from matzah meal on Erev Pesach. However, Moreno of Rabin Rav Nevensal says the Ayn Bahar Lissimin Tof Mem Dalit Sif Alf. Rav Nevensal says this to Arar Tof Mem Dalit Sif Alf. You don't really have to go all the way to there because it's Arsal Hara that's printed on the previous page. Says Moreno of Rabin Rav Nevensal, you can look over there, Tof Mem Dalit Sif Alf. Also, it says it over the same thing over there. But it says also over here in Stibur Masl Shiyotzimba. He says, "I am Arlis and Tafim Dalsi Valf. She is Noagim Lo Echol Klal Machalim Kamach Matzah." There are those who knowing not to eat anything from matzah products on Erev Pesach, whether it's cooked, whether it's baked, no matter what. Therefore, there are different minhag in terms of Kenei Lach at the end of the day. So that is in terms of Kenei Lach. So there are different minhagim in terms of having things of matzah. You have to ask your parents, what is your minhag in terms of the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel or Nevin. So points out there are those who are annoyed not to have Kenei Lach, not to have anything that comes from matzah and Erev Pesach, all sprouting from our din. And the last thing we'll finish with is, what about matzah even before? We hear over here, the Mikra de Dinah, the only time matzah is Aser is on Yud Dalad itself. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis, if you go back to Sif Katan Yud Beis, he brings down Hainu Me Amud HaShachar from the Amud HaShachar, what it is, V'yesh No Hagin, Shelo Lechol Matzah Mi Rosh Chodesh. He brings down from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there is a minog not to eat matzah. He does not mention it, but there's a minog already from Purim. I know, I heard from my father, already, our minog is not to eat matzah already 30 days before Pesach comes out. Purim, many people have this minog of not to eat matzah from 30 days. So you see how far. The Choritz is all the same thing, not to be excited for the matzah when it comes. So those are the two different minhagim, or three different minhagim. Some only on Erev Pesach. Mishnah Berurah mentions already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and those who are noig already from Purim, not to have it. You see how far this Yerushalmi was taken. The Yerushalmi says only on Erev Pesach, not to have it. Only matzah, they can be Yotzei Dei Chavasa. We take it to Kenei Lach, and we take it from 30 days already before.